Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Remember in the lead up to the U.S.-led invasion on Iraq, supporters of the war downplayed worries about reconstruction costs since the country would supposedly be able to pay for rebuilding with its own oil revenues? Well, an investigative report in the New York Times this week details a scandal in the attempt to get the oil flowing again. The paper reports that a no-bid contract with KBR, that subsidiary of the Halliburton Corporation, was supposed to rebuild a vital oil pipeline to get Iraq's oil system back online. After the project ate up more than $75 million U.S. tax dollars, however, it was abandoned. And critics say, despite the company keeping the money, there was never any hope of it being finished. And the penalty for this was what the Times calls a mere slap on the wrist. We will talk about this coming up in just a couple of minutes with the New York Times investigative reporter who broke that story. But first, maybe you heard about the acquittal in Manhattan yesterday of 18 members of the Granny Peace Brigade who tried to disrupt military recruiting in Times Square when they all tried to enlist last year. With me now is Molly Klopot, age 87, founder of the Granny Peace Brigade and chair of the New York branch of the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. Hello, Ms. Klopot. Welcome to WNYC.
Good morning, and thank you. I'm one of the founders of the Granny Peace Brigade.
Okay. Tell us about the original action. What exactly did you do in Times Square and why?
Well, we followed what the Tucson Grannies had done, because the Tucson Grannies, who had been vigiling for 2 years outside of the recruiting booth there, went in and read a statement and wanted to be recruited so that their grandkids and the young people who are in Iraq could come home. And then they were arrested because they were led to a private property place. They were arrested and then dismissed. And then they were on national TV, and we wanted to bring attention to the war. So what we did was we prepared a statement. We went to the recruiting booth at Times Square. It was locked. They didn't let us in. We then read our statement about why we were there, one sentence at a time, read by a different granny. And then we sang our song, God Help America, and then we sat down.
So were you in the courtroom for the reading of the verdict yesterday?
Oh, I've been in the courtroom all the 6 days that we've had the trial.
Well, the judge found you all not guilty because it was still possible for other people who actually wanted to enlist to get through and do so. The judge made a point of saying, though, that he was not passing judgment on the police or on the war. Did he go far enough for you?
Well, I'm glad of the verdict. And I think that what this was really a victory for the Constitution, for the Bill of Rights, and for our right for peaceful protest. I think it was a very important verdict.
Do you think that the police mishandled you or should never have arrested you in the first place?
They never should have arrested us in the first place. I mean, we were there just about 10 minutes before they arrested us. They never should have arrested us. We were doing what the Constitution says we can do, petition our government for a redress of grievances. That's a patriotic duty.
Was it Police Commissioner Kelly's decision, Mayor Bloomberg's decision? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Whether or not you support the war in Iraq, recruitment is a problem in the U.S. right now. Do you want the U.S. to have a troop shortage?
Well, I want the troops brought home. I want this war to end.
And if that happens because people can't enlist or are discouraged from enlisting, that's okay with you?
I think that when we fight a defensive war, if we're attacked, fine, then we fight. But if we go over to another country, an unprovoked, illegal war, then absolutely not. If people want to enlist, we're not stopping them from enlisting. We're bringing them the facts. We're talking to them about this. We want the recruiters out of the high schools and out of the colleges.
By the way, why organize around your status as grannies? Do you think your age or combination of age and gender gives you any special moral standing?
Yes, I think we as elders have a special responsibility for looking out for the future of our children and grandchildren. We haven't done too good a job so far. And I think it's wonderful that we've mobilized granny power. And that's what we became, the Granny Peace Brigade, after the action. Because what this represented was a coalition of women from a number of different organizations.
Does the Granny Peace Brigade have any more actions planned?
I don't know. We haven't met since the court dismissed their case.
By the way, that song that you mentioned that you sung, God Help America?
Yeah.
Can you do a few bars?
I can't.
You can't?
No, I can't.
But it's to the, can you say the words?
No, I don't. I really can't at this time give you the words. But the idea is, God help America, because we're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Well, Molly Klopot, age 87, is a founder of the Granny Peace Brigade and chair of the New York branch of the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. Those 13 grannies who protested... 18, forgive me, protested at the recruitment center in Times Square were all acquitted yesterday. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Okay, thank you.